Track 2. We are now on the top of Truro Lane. Turn right. You are now facing West Street. Walk straight to reach the next red arrow.
I keep all my letters and they're all upstairs in a drawer. I got a letter from my granddad on my dad's side that was written around the time that my mum and dad separated. And that was when I reread that, because I must have received it when I was about 14. But I reread it like a few years ago, and it was just really sad. Because I could see that he knew what was going on, and he must have, you know, known more than I did at the time as well, because he wasn't a very kind of loving man, really. He was quite emotionally not really there. And for him to have written this letter, and I know he wrote one to me and my brother and sister, and we've all got them, and it was quite... kind of an outreaching from him, really, and I found that really moving when I read that letter again. And but my gran had died, so he was on his own, and I think he probably just thought, God, I need my family actually, and they're all splitting up. And yeah, so that was quite a pivotal letter. And I've had letters from my gran on my mum's side where we write poems to each other, and that started because I sent her one, and so she started writing back. And I know how kind of much it means to her when we write to her, you know. And I just know that when I've found the time to write to her in the past, it's just been such an amazing feeling, because it kind of lightens everything for her so much. Yeah, but I think it's always lovely to receive a letter. I think it's always, you know, it's a much more special thing than getting an email, or it's just that kind of feeling that it's recorded in history, you know, because you've got the piece of paper, and whatever emotion or whatever it was that motivated that person to pick up the pen and write to you is quite special.
And it's recorded by the scratching of the pen in the paper. It's carved.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
the paper.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that is sent to you, the whole thing. Sent
yeah.
To you, rather than just a digital yeah. thing, the whole.
I remember discovering all my mum's love letters actually once in her drawer, and I opened them up, and that was really peculiar. Because, you know, I mean, these were all people that she obviously, you know, had relationships with or whatever before my dad's, and they were all secretly stashed. I mean, he probably knew about them, but yeah, that was quite revealing of her, because I think I was probably about 15 or something when I discovered those. So it was like understanding this whole part of her that I had no idea was there, and that probably propelled me to go and, you know, go out into the world a bit more as well, if you know what I mean, just to sort of get that same kind of exciting feeling, because it was quite exciting reading through those and thinking about what she would have been like at my age.